About 45 fourth graders are in the school gymnasium learning some hodgkill. The kids are standing in a large circle, and in the middle is 6'9" tall Damon Bellholter. He's a former Celtics basketball player and Haida, originally from the village of Heidelberg on Prince of Wales Island. He's now the director of youth and community development at Sea Alaska Corporation based in Juneau. After the lesson is over, Bellholter invites the students in closer. And he gives them a challenge. He asks them to go to the library or search on the internet to learn more about indigenous cultures in Southeast. Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian, and the Tahltan Tlingit.
The more you guys learn about it, you guys might find out you might have some Alaska Native history in your family. You might. There's a good possibility.
Bellholter tells the students that his Native identity made him successful.
The only reason I went to the NBA, the only reason I was able to play on television, the only reason I made it all over the world is because I knew who I was. I made sure that I was very, very proud of where I came from and who I came from.
Not all of Bellholter's fans are children.
He inspired me even more to be open about my story.
Disney Williams is traveling with Bellholter as the Rural Youth Exchange Fellow with Sea Alaska Corporation and Sea Alaska Institute. She's originally from Metlakatla and also lived in Unalaska. She says she saw a lot of domestic violence and substance abuse growing up.
As a young person, I didn't fully understand the trauma that so many communities have gone through and are still going through.
Generational trauma or historical trauma, the colonization and cultural assimilation of Alaska's indigenous cultures. Williams says now it's being talked about, and she's seeing positive change.
As a state, as districts, and as communities, we are working to dismantle that generational trauma and address it head on.
Williams works in violence prevention through teaching about healthy relationships, and she's looking at what's working and not working in communities.
Things are changing, and I think trying to prevent stigma around mental health issues, around domestic violence, sexual assault, and that way we can better connect students and adults to different resources that are out there.
Bellholter agrees that there is more cultural awareness, but it takes work. The 29-year-old grew up learning about his language and culture from his mother, but he says many others did not. Like dozens of villages in Alaska, Heidelberg saw missionaries come to town and demand assimilation.
Said, "You're done speaking the Haida language," and they burnt all of our totem poles, they'd burnt all of our regalia. And I remember hearing those stories from my mother, so I was very fortunate as a young kid. My mom was teaching me real history, so I realized how important that was. As soon as I started navigating through the world, I was like, okay, this is tough. This basketball world of stuff, but my ancestors had to go through so much just so I could do this.
New students, fifth graders, are entering the gym for their PE class with a tall basketball star. Some of them line up to get autographs on their tennis shoes and shirts.
Thank you. Who else has a marker?
Oh, I do.
Bellholter is spreading his message one school and one community at a time, that it's cool to be Native and to speak the language. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.